Want a recipe for success? Step one, visit OCDFamilyPodcast.com/courses. Step two, click on my link to browse OCD Training School's amazing course catalog. Step three, enroll. And step four, enjoy learning. With no added cost to you, you can support the OCD family community while grabbing some continuing education or learning how to bridge yourself to self-help strategies for OCD. Again, that's OCDFamilyPodcast.com/courses. And use my special link to sign up today. Hi, fam. Welcome back to the Water Cooler, where we aim to quench some curiosity about common questions that impact OCD and OCRD warriors and their loved ones. And today, we are talking about how some conditions can look like OCD, act like OCD, even overlap with OCD, or trigger OCD-like symptoms. But they're not the same thing. Curious to learn more? I'm glad. Just remember that this isn't therapy, and this will essentially be a drive-through understanding so that you can advocate for your loved ones and think, is this OCD, something else, or maybe both? So first up, we're going to talk about PANS and PANDAS. PANS stands for a pediatric acute onset neuropsychiatric syndrome. And PANDAS is essentially when this condition is triggered by a strep infection. And if you're like strep throat that people get like every winter sometimes, yep, that's the one. Because for some folks, strep can cause a sudden, intense, OCD-like symptom profile in kids. Think compulsions, food restrictions, even motor or vocal tics. Why? Well, it's actually an autoimmune condition, and they're medical at the core, not psychiatric in origin. So the treatment for PANS and PANDAS often includes antibiotics, and we're talking powerful and long-term antibiotics, not just your amoxicillin twice a day for 2 weeks. Anti-inflammatory meds, and sometimes immune-based treatments like steroids or IVIG. OCD therapies like exposure and response prevention and inference-based CBT can still help, but they're not enough alone because medical care is essential. And it's tricky because sometimes strep or these other kind of infections don't look like strep. In fact, you could say my whole household got strep. This child was the one who didn't. That doesn't mean that they didn't have strep. And it's hard to wrap your mind around. But going to the doctor and getting a test is the only way to validate. Even stress and simple routine dental cleanings can trigger flares. But to that end, even though it is a pediatric acute onset, we have cases where adults are like, no, I have or have had PANS or PANDAS. So ultimately, I guess age is nothing but a number. And if you have a sudden onset of OCD symptoms in your child or loved one, in like a sudden unexplained irritability, separation anxiety, OCD, those tics we talked about before, maybe sudden hyperactivity, insomnia, oppositional behaviors, aggression, anxiety, are you looking at your loved one and going, oh my gosh, who is this person? They are absolutely different. They went to bed, my child or my sibling or my parent, and they woke up a different person. It's worth looking into PANS or PANDAS. Additionally, I was just speaking with a client this week about tick-borne infections. I don't know about the region where you live, but tick populations are growing and bursting at the seams in my area. And you may have heard about something called Lyme disease, which is a very tricky and very difficult condition to treat. But there are also other tick-borne infections, such as Bartonella, that can affect our nervous system and trigger psychiatric symptoms. Even OCD-like thoughts, rage, paranoia, panic, even motoric functioning, like your ability to walk, suddenly it's like paralysis. This isn't just a product of anxiety, and it's not all in their head, though it is neuroinflammatory in nature. So treatment typically includes long-term antibiotics or antimicrobials, depending on chronicity, plus supportive care like anti-inflammatories and sometimes even psychiatric meds. It's complex, and it often needs a Lyme-literate provider. Let me say it again for the people in the back. A Lyme-literate provider. I was delighted to see an endocrinologist that we partner with here in town actually has a Lyme-literate provider. But overall, our resources are severely lacking. So if you jump on over to this episode's blog over at OCDFamilyPodcast.com, I'm going to link resources for both PANS, PANDAS, and Lyme and tick-borne illnesses. because it's important to be informed and to ask these questions or request testing that can verify whether these are conditions that are impacting you or your loved one. Next on the docket, eating disorders. Eating disorders can muddy the waters because a malnourished brain becomes obsessive, anxious, and rigid. In those cases, what looks like OCD often improves once nutrition is restored. Another reason root cause matters. But eating disorders also have a high comorbidity rate with anxiety disorders and even OCD specifically. I remember having a more in-depth chat about this with Dr. Jenna DeLossi and Jenna Stone. So I'll link those episodes over on the blog if you're curious about learning more about how eating disorders can mimic or even overlap with OCD. What I will say is in most cases, if it's not OCD, then once nutrition is restored and nourishment is achieved, those OC symptoms dissipate or disappear completely. If they stick around, that is a good clue that OCD has also crashed the party. And lastly, a quick reminder that when OCD gets really loud or really severe, that intensity can be so confusing and sometimes even look like something like psychosis, especially when those intrusive thoughts are based in harm, sexualized, or existential themes. But there's a pretty key distinction when it comes to OCD. OCD is ego dystonic, meaning that the person does not value that, does not want that. It's not in sync with their true intentions or desires. In fact, it's distressing AF. And that is why they are so amped up. And while true psychosis can absolutely still be distressing, it is more in line with what that person perceives and believes. That reality testing gets blurred and they believe the struggles that they're experiencing. So of course that can bring distress, but it is different than the feared and imagined possibilities that we see in OCD. And if you're sitting there wondering, but can both occur? Yes, unfortunately both can occur. So what's a person to do? How can you or your loved one determine what's the bottom line here? Because similar behaviors and even thought processes can show up in very different conditions. Well, that's where finding your own team can be really helpful. And I emphasize and underscore team, because for obsessive compulsive disorder, you need someone trained in treating OCD. That means they use exposure and response prevention or ERP, or they treat using inference-based CBT or ICBT, or maybe they even use acceptance and commitment therapy, otherwise known as ACT. But also, in every one of these conditions, medical evaluation is essential. PANS and PANDAS need medical intervention. Tick-borne illnesses need medical intervention. Malnutrition absolutely needs medical intervention. And if your OCD is so loud that you are experiencing psychotic-like features, not able to sleep, not able to eat, not able to calm your nervous system down, you often, at the very least, need medication support. But really, that comes from a proper medical evaluation. So while any of these conditions can overlap and co-occur with OCD, sometimes it's not OCD. So be curious. Seek a team for evaluation. And know that you're not alone. There's support. There are amazing groups. Like when I think of our PANS and PANDAS population, the parents are fierce advocates. It's so hard to see our loved ones battling intense symptoms. But to the degree that we can slow down and build our team so that we alone don't have to figure it out, these can be really important pieces to the puzzle. So if you're curious in learning more about any of these conditions, again, check out OCDFamilyPodcast.com for more information. And hang in there, fam, because we've got this and we are better together. Therapists, ready to shape the future of pediatric OCD treatment? Join the Next Steps in Pediatric OCD on-demand course from Angela Adamson Springer, LCSW, and learn how to adapt inference-based cognitive behavioral therapy for kids. With research still emerging, this course empowers you to explore new methods and contribute to the growing field of evidence-based practices. With OCD Training School's 365-day access for on-demand courses, you'll gain practical tools to help kids by adapting ICBT's signature 12 modules to be as creative as the kiddos you're treating. So sign up at OCD safefamilypodcast.com/courses to support the podcast at no extra cost and support further growth and hope for our youngest of warriors.